Perfect. Well, I know. Well, thank you all for coming. Look at you, wonderful people. Ah, now I see you too. Fantastic. So we're going to talk about LibreOffice technology in the browser. Probably you've seen it before. It looks like this. Although, it's now blue and green, depending on your spreadsheet or... I know, radical changes everywhere. But either way, you can collaboratively edit your open document files and so on beautifully in the browser, which hopefully you've tried, and on your mobile phone, which is even better. And even in two modes, one where you can run offline with Calabra Online effectively running on the mobile phone, thanks to Skylar here, you know, look at that, maintaining it beautifully. And also Nicholas, actually, there's a good combination here, you know, helping Amphinis funding some of this work back in the day. Or you can run it as a web view, so you can collaboratively edit that online with other people, but it looks just the same. Ooh. I think it's complaining. I think there's a fan failure. That's right. I have a fan problem. What can you do? So lots and lots of good things there. And a whole load of recent features. I just talked about automatic documents. You noticed that maybe a few minutes ago, which is great. And Quillon just talked about auto-text, so I won't talk much about that, but I think it's really cool that all those hospital administrators, instead of writing, you know, don't do that. You know, when I poke myself in the eye, it hurts. You know, what should I do? And there's a very nice paragraph, you know, you say don't, and you press F3, and it says, thank you for your report of you know, complaints and whatever. Please consider not poking yourself in the eye and you know, so on, in a friendly way. And so we can then upload these and deploy them. Very useful in government for turning a small signal into a large noise, which is good. And lots of other lovely things going on there with auto-text. And use a dictionary so that, you know, you can get all of those annoying red underlines. This used to be the majority of our rendering time was drawing these red underlines. Luckily, we've optimized it. But even better to use the dictionary to make sure you don't get them for the common words. Pranam talked about commenting. I'm a big fan of this at commenting thing here, so you can, you know, mention someone's name and then, you know, they can actually comment back, which is good. It's, you know, it's a shame chatting on your own. Actually, some of our stats show that most people collaborate on their own, which is interesting. I don't actually have the graph for that, but it's a very, very common use case. Our most common use case is nobody using the software. Which sounds bad. It sounds like we're not doing something good, doesn't it? But actually, nobody is often thumbnailing a file for someone else. So that's a good thing. You get nice thumbnails. But anyway, so yes, this then will integrate with your integration, say Nextcloud. That will then send you an email or something saying, hey, you should check this document.